Now in Cork today, the Taoiseach opened a new ocean test facility. It's essentially a huge high-tech swimming pool for testing offshore equipment. I've been to the Marine Institute in Ringaskiddy, where the manager showed me around.
Hello, my name is Jimmy Murphy. I am the manager of the Lear National Ocean Test Facility in University College Cork.
We're looking at this here. It's like a huge, is it 50 metres?
35 metres long. It's a big wave tank, which is 35 metres long, 12 metres wide and 3 metres deep. And it can generate waves over a metre high. You can hear them breaking there at the end of the tank.
You've just started the machine there now, and these are huge waves.
Yeah. What they're designed is to test at scale wave energy devices and floating wind platforms and ships, anything you test at scale before you put them out to sea.
Okay, so what are we talking about then, specifically? What type of equipment?
You're talking about wave energy technologies, you know, so these devices have to harness energy from the waves. So before you put them out to sea and spend millions of euros, you know, sort of building a prototype, you build it at scale in this tank and you test it using these wave conditions to determine does it work, how well it works, and will it survive that environment.
And just as we're speaking now, you're operating the tank here.
Yeah.
You can put the waves at different frequencies, short waves, long waves.
Yeah, you can generate any type of sea state you get out in the ocean. So we can do regular waves, which are all of the same height and frequency. Then we can do irregular waves with different heights and frequencies. We can even take wave conditions you measure out in the ocean and bring them in here and reproduce them in the tank.
You have another tank over here?
Yeah, that's for testing at different scales. So when you develop a technology for the ocean, you test at different scales. So you start off at a relatively small scale and you test it in the second tank, which is over here. It's about a 50th scale, so 50 times smaller than the prototype. When you get into the tank here in front of us, you test at about between 15 and 30th scale, so it's a bigger model. So you're getting more knowledge as you go along on the behaviour of the technology before you go out to sea then, which is a quarter scale.
And when you're doing this here, you can even make waves that are breaking at the top.
Yeah. You know, so when you're looking at extreme loading on structures, you look at breaking waves. So we can program the waves to break at any point in the tank. And if we had a structure sitting here in the middle of the tank, we could break the wave on top of it and look at the extreme loads that would come on the structure and the moorings because of that.
How accurate is that testing?
It's very accurate. It's proven, you know, as a method of developing technologies in the ocean. So whatever you put out in the ocean to develop, you know, in terms of whether it's ships, wave energy, tidal energy, oil and gas, we can test it in these tanks in advance of it being put at full scale out in the ocean.
You're just launching it officially today.
Yeah.
But you've been testing things here already. What have you had in here?
Well, we've had 5 or 6 different types of floating wind platforms, you know. So wind platforms now are fixed on the seabed using monopiles. Now the future of them is to go into deeper water and they'll be floating platforms.
We're talking windmills.
Windmills, yeah. Wind turbines, yeah. You know, so we're designing platforms to put out in the Atlantic Ocean and to survive those conditions. We're testing wave energy devices that you would extract energy from the waves. We've tested vessels, you know, so for ship designers, we've had different hull designs, you know, so a lot of different types of technologies we can test here. You know, what I say is that if we can build a scale model of it, we can test it here.
What kind of ships you've had? You've had a local company in here already?
That's right, Safe Haven Marine were in here last year testing a new hull design for an innovative vessel that they're developing. So what we were doing is that we were running waves which are nearly a metre high and we were towing the vessel up the tank against the waves and looking how it performed and how stable it was. And we also tested self-righting vessels so that the waves turn them up and they reinvert themselves again. You know, so you can do all these sort of tests with sort of simulated real wave conditions.
So when they're testing these vessels, they say Safe Haven Marine, they will have a whole lot of monitors on the model they have as well.
That's right, yeah. So you measure the motion of the device or the vessel. You know, so what we do there is that if you look up there, you see these camera systems which are overhead, they measure markers on the model itself. So they can track the 6 degrees of freedom of motion of the vessel, you know. So it's pitch and it's heave and it's surge, all these different motion, so we know how the vessel moves in different wave conditions. And also we measure loads on the structure, and if we're measuring wave energy devices, we measure the power production as well.
How important a part of ship design, if we stick to ships at the moment, is something like this nowadays?
Oh, it's critical, you know, sort of you don't, you know, build any new vessel without testing it in a wave tank. You know, you do stability testing and you do towing testing to examine, you know, so that the ship is safe for the environment that it's working in.
Do you think it could ever go wrong then? You know, we've had lots of advances in ship designs. Eliminating all methods of chance?
Well, it doesn't, you know, sort of, obviously you can't eliminate everything. And, you know, sort of, we're more familiar with, say, wave energy technologies and, you know, sort of, you can develop them. And, you know, sort of, this is as accurate as it can be for the scale. And I suppose that's why we do an incremental development. We don't start off and build a prototype and put it out to sea. We test it at different scales, you know. So if you look at wave energy technology specifically, you know, sort of when this goes out of here in terms of a technology that has been tested, it's then tested at quarter scale in Galway Bay as part of the Galway Bay test site, you know, sort of, and then it will go to full scale. So you're de-risking the technology, and that's what's important, because in some industries they go from a concept to a prototype, and that's just doomed for failure. So testing in tanks like this is critical in the development of any marine structure.
When you talk about harnessing wave energy, where is the technology on that now, and how does it work? Is it a floating platform?
Well, the challenge with wave energy is that the environment is very extreme, that you have to put these in, so they have to operate in this environment in terms of extracting energy from the waves, and they also have to survive extreme locations, you know, like the west coast of Ireland now, where you have wave conditions over 25 metres. You know, so these technologies extract energy from the water and then survive these conditions when they are very extreme. So they work in a number of different ways, and I think part of the barrier to the advancement of wave energy is that, you know, there's a number of different ways in which you can extract energy from the waves. You know, if you look at wind energy, you have your three-bladed wind turbine, which is fairly standard. With wave energy, there's no standard concept as yet. But there are a few that are progressing.
Like what?
There's the OE Buoy, for instance, you know, which is a cork-based device. You know, there's a company in Cove developing that, and they're putting a prototype device out in Hawaii next year, you know, so they're building it in America at the moment, and they're going to deploy it in Hawaii with the idea that it would eventually come back to Ireland as a commercial device.
So would that be something that's tethered to the ocean floor, every time it's raised up or drops down, it creates energy?
That's right, yeah. Well, its movement then, how this works, it's an oscillating water column. It's what the concept in that, there's a chamber inside the device itself, so when the wave passes through, it squeezes the air up and down, you know, so it pushes air through a turbine. So it's more, it harnesses pneumatic power from air being pushed back and forth through a turbine rather than direct energy from the wave itself, which other devices do. You know, there's different types of devices called point absorbers that are just like wave buoys that move up and down, and they're restrained so they can harness energy like that. And there's numerous others as well.
This is a part of UCC here in the Beaufort building. Yeah. What's your attachment to UCC?
Well, we're part of the Environmental Research Institute, so the MARI Centre is what the facility sits with, and then the Environmental Research Institute, and then UCC there, you know. So that's how we're sitting in UCC fully in terms of our operation and management.
How much does something like this cost to get up and running?
Millions. Yeah, like, you know, sort of what this here has, wave generators here that can generate, you know, sort of meter high waves, so that, you know, that technology there was, you know, sort of could be most of a million. And we have a movable floor here that can change the water depth from 3 meters up to zero. You know, so all of this, you know, very big hydraulics, very big steel structures, you know, so the whole thing, you know, sort of would have cost millions to develop, and we, you know, we've got support from the government to enable all of this.
How far away would you think that we are from getting as much energy from waves as we are, say, from wind at the moment?
We're further away. I think, you know, sort of realistically, you know, sort of in the 2020s, we'll see more prototype wave energy devices going offshore, but it'd probably be the 2030s before it's becoming commercial, you know, whereas floating wind, I would see a lot of activity in that in the Irish seas in the next decade, you know. So we'll see a lot of offshore wind in Ireland, I'd say, in the 2020s, and we'll see wave energy coming in slowly then, and maybe in the 2030s.
And thanks to Jimmy Murphy and everybody at the Marine Institute in County Cork.